Father McFadden, he was at the Glenway evictions. He would be, in later years he went to Glenties.
Father McFadden, who was in Gweedore before Glenties? Yeah.
He would be, that Father McFadden would be a great-great-granduncle of Mary's there.
Of your Mary?
Aye.
My God.
Aye.
I never heard of him being in Glenway, but I'm not doubting you.
There's another Father McFadden over here. He was arrested in Derry. Arrested and he got jailed in Derry for there were a man shot at the chapel over in where he was a British. He was a policeman, and he was arrested that time. Father McFadden. He was in Gedore at that time, and when he came out of Derry jail, the Gedore people had a banner. I seen the banner.
Did
over
you?
There, aye. She was Garrard, the woman that had it, and it was written Irish, "Welcome home," and his name and all, McFadden, and a painting of him in the middle of the banner.
Where did you see the banner, Paddy?
It was over in that big house at the foot of Claggett. She's Gallagher, and she went away to America. And she used to come every year. And I don't know whether she's dead or not, but that banner was worth a fortune the day. It was painted by the people in Gedore.
Right.
And it was there when he came home.
So, Paddy, it was Inspector Martin that killed...
Martin,
yeah.
That's the man.
And Father McFadden was a parish priest.
And it reports that they maintained he was kind of... keeping the whole thing going, maybe, you know. And
so they came to arrest the priest, yeah.
Aye, well, now that priest was a different man to the... Mary's other uncle was buried in Gortahork, who's Father James or Father Hugh. It was him with that new graveyard up on the left-hand side. You know when you go into Gortahork and
I do.
Up there on the left, when he was there, it was him got that graveyard, made that graveyard. He's buried over there. And the other brother's buried up at Clare. He was dinner for four. He'd be a great, great granduncle of Mary's too as well. They came from over there at Duntally. There were an old priest in it before that too. Now he was a very old man. He had a beard on him. What they called him, I don't know. But there must have been money in it at those days.
There must have been, yeah.
Because in late years, there were some books that wrote in Irish, and some of these clergymen of the day, you know, when they were into old people, they got anything they wanted, and there were books there, very valuable. There were a chalice in it, there were clerical clothes and all that, and the whole thing went. And there was a photograph, there was a priest, and Mary could tell you about it. There was a man, down there in Falcarra with the nuns at the convent. Sir John Alford, did you ever hear tell
him?
Oh,
I said, yeah.
Well, Sir John Alford was supposed to have a very good cow, and she had a calf with a bulldog's head on it. Now, that's what they say. So this clergyman was called upon. He sent up his men on a horse and trap, and he says the only thing to be done with it, he says, is to have to be put down, and he wanted it buried in the grounds down there, wherever it is, I don't know, down it. Ballyconnell, and anyway, he gave Father McFadden sideboard for the same mass sat down in the room, still in a three drawers, and it's high, you know, different higher than a table, and he gave him a picture of himself, Sir John Alford, for I seen it in the room. But when Ali was married to Pat Neddy, Ali got the picture of Sir John Alford, and she put her Lord's picture in front of it. And Sir John Alford was in that picture. I've seen it.
Imagine.
Aye. Ali, that unit, I would say, still over in that old house, that old bench, or what do you call it, for saying mass on. But, you know, people forgot all that, and I suppose they don't care about it anymore, you know.
No.
Aye.